Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X hits the morning, X. Good morning, my friend. How are you? Oh, look, there's my number one friend right there. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about Hajda's thing. Let's talk about all the Nickies and the
Aw, you're right there.
That man. Let's talk about Haj, host of the Morning X, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, my man? What's up?
I literally just sneezed five times in a row before you turn on the microphones. I think that means it's going to rain.
It's going to rain!
Yeah. Pretty sure. I think,
guys, I think one of my crazy oddball theories might have been proven to be 100% true.
Yes.
I told you yesterday at the start of another program we host, Hajda, that because we got a little bit of sprinkles out of the way yesterday, I feel like science people, meteorologists, Scott Foster, are you listening to this? Is that the guy at Fox 7's name?
I'm sure he wakes up to this.
See, my go-to meteorologist.
He's currently scrubbing up in the shower listening to you and me.
I feel like when if it hasn't rained in a long time and then it rains, like that first little shot of rain is all gross. It's dirty. It's old, musty, murky rain.
It's like when you turn on the heater for the first time in the winter and it just smells like dust.
Well, and I was like, imagine you didn't use any water faucet in your house for like 2 months and then you turned it on.
Seems oddly specific.
You wouldn't turn it on and then immediately take that water and splash it in your face because those first couple of the flow that comes out of there, it's just been caught in the chamber for 2 months. That's old stale water.
It's like in the movies when the family buys that old busted down house that they're going to turn into a zoo or something, and they turn the faucet on, it's all brown for a while, and then eventually it clears out, and you're like, oh, that's good water. This zoo will be successful.
This all makes sense, right? And yesterday when it was kind of, I was driving in, and there were just a couple of droplets, I was like, ooh, that's good. That's old caught in the chamber rain.
Yeah.
But this morning, I'm rolling in crystal clear, okay? That is the refreshing rain of a new season coming to town because yesterday we cleaned the pipes out of that old stored up rain, and now we got fresh from the source rain. Does it hold? Does the defense's case hold rainwater?
I cannot think of a good argument right now to counteract this meteorology.
I think it makes total sense. All right?
Sure, yeah.
And you guys should be worried, all right?
I've heard way worse theories over the last couple of years.
My theories are hitting at this kind of rate. You guys are going to be in big trouble, buddy. Uh-huh. Big trouble. Big trouble.
You know when it's when you're in school and they're like, hey, it's such a nice day. Let's go outside and have a class outside. Should we go do radio in the rain? Just a choice. It's nice, good rain. Come on. Let's get wet.
You know what? Props to Chris, our security guard.
Yeah.
He's very nice and greets me every morning and is always in a good mood. And I'm like, how do you do it?
How are you pat down?
How are you such a good mood at 5 whatever in the morning? No, as I'm walking in today, he goes, we finally got some of that wet. And I was like, okay. I mean, I know what you mean, but that's just like something you say to your friend who became stayed a virgin until they're 24. And just like, hey, finally got some of that wet.
The Morning X.
101X, it's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. Oh, yeah. We have tickets to see Fall Out Boy, Jimmy Eat World, coming with them to the Moody Center March the 8th. You can win those before 7 o'clock. Hold on for your chance to win. But first, it's time for the Morning X Burning X question. What are you burning on today, Haji?
Who has a better social life, you or your dog? Go vote at 101X Morning X. Options are me, my dog, we're the same.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
It's a social life tie.
I like to think that they're your bros with your dog. Like you're always together. Wingman, ride or die.
Okay.
I'll smoke your tailpipe Maverick.
Whoa.
Whatever it is.
Whoa.
I forget the quote from Top Gun.
Man, you and your ride or dies operate different than
tell
me.
Tell you what.
You'll smoke whose tailpipe?
This comes from a new survey where someone asked 2,000 dog owners and 60% said their dog does. And then a third of dog owners say that their dog is better at making new friends than they are. Now, I don't have a dog.
Well,
but I would answer yes to both of these, to my hypothetical Hajda hound.
No, I mean the second question, without a doubt, the better at making new friends, because both of my dogs, Bogey and Thorn, like when a new person arrives in the home, even Thorn, who's a little antisocial, a little bit of a jackass,
yeah,
might just bark at Mexicans more than white people. I don't know. I didn't teach him that one.
Wow.
Okay, he came that way. All right. But yeah, they see somebody new and immediately their attention is grabbed. They're like, what's going on here? As where when I see somebody new, I'm like, please don't talk to me. Please, 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 please,
yeah,
please, 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 please.
You also do that
please,
to me sometimes.
Please don't talk to me. Please,
see,
please.
The people you know.
It would be great if you recognize me and listen to my award-winning radio show, but we don't need to conversate. That would be please, 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 please. So yeah.
So you want the sweet spot of where they, I guess actually that sweet spot is just you want to be so famous that they recognize you, but they're also intimidated to talk to you.
I would say respectful of the celebrity space, but just kidding around, guys. I am nowhere near as arrogant as I'm just doing a bit here, all right?
Did we talk about that person that used to accuse you of being at the Central Market and buying all their sausage biscuits in the morning?
Did I do that? Did we do that bit yet?
I don't know.
Somebody is writing on Reddit about me. All right. Somebody finally sent me a screenshot of how they started a thread on Reddit. Jason Dick, colon, a heroic alcoholic. And it was removed for spam purposes. Somebody said, I mean, I don't know. I guess, is it just an advertisement for my radio show? Am I not allowed to go over there and post?
You're not supposed to self-promote on Reddit, so maybe they got flagged by mod.
It was deleted.
Yeah.
But then somebody else screenshotted to me. That they're a checker at Central Market, and then I used to walk in there and buy $500 worth of groceries on the reg, and that I love their little breakfast sausages. And I'm like, look, you can say whatever hateful stuff you want about me on the internet. I don't care. In fact, I love it. I never grocery shopped at Central Market, okay? I've never spent $500 in one grocery trip. And while sausage is a delectable breakfast meat, I'm a bacon guy. This is not me, okay? It is not me.
I like to think that there was just some Jason Dick doppelganger out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is before your heroic weight loss story or not.
Mm-hmm.
But just there's somebody else that's just catching strays. I'm like, that's Jason Dick. Look at him buying all those sausage biscuits.
I mean, he's not catching strays, okay? He's deflecting the strays upon me. I don't know how he got there.
I do want to try a Central Market sausage biscuit now.
How do we get there from my racist dog is better at making friends than you?
Wow.
No, but to the real question, does your dog have a better social life than you? I mean, my first instinct was no, they don't do anything. I can't even take them places because they're so unruly.
I was going to say, do your dogs get to go out to the dog park?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
I could take them to the dog park, but they don't. They have no lack of exercise, socializing. I don't know. I mean, what I'm saying is, I would never take them to a bar with a patio and just chill out with them.
No.
Because, yeah, they're not going to just sit there because they'll be like, thanks for getting me a bowl of water, boss. They're going to be like, oh, who's this person? I'm going to attack them immediately. And not attack them. They don't attack, but
just jump up on them
and
do dog things.
So I don't take them to those places. That's
I feel like that's part of the problem and that you're supposed to work as a good dog parent and socialize them and train them.
If you're the type of person who is constantly walking around hoping that nobody will talk to you, carrying and bringing a dog with you is not a good way. Not a good strategy to
so your dogs are unruly heathen children because you're too
that's correct. So my immediate instinct was no way, I ain't got no social life, but I see how you could make the argument that it's all social life.
Yeah.
It's all leisure time, okay? They got no I gotta really hunker down and focus right now time. Well, so maybe they are just on social time all the time.
Plus, you say that Bogey is always barking at ghosts all the time.
Yeah.
You remember in 101 Dalmatians when they had to like sit there and bark across the countryside? They did the dog network thing. Wow. You would probably root for Cruella, so that's probably good. You'd be like, she just won a fancy coat. What's wrong with that?
She's a protagonist, right?
No. Jesus. Anyway, maybe Bogey is just barking at dogs, like his friends, his buddies, like several miles away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
62% of people say their dog has frenemies. 52% think their dog has best friends.
Hmm.
And 49% say that their dog has a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Hmm.
How do you, when they hump, is that what clues you in? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you that I have two male dogs, and Thorn is Bogey's girlfriend, okay? He will, even though they're both fixed, I don't know, occasionally he'll just start humping, and I'm like, Bogey, be a gentleman. Behave like a gentleman, okay?
So you're worried that he's too aggressive, not that it's like incest. Even though they're not technically brother.
Right. I just worry that it's not dignified, okay? We are dignified people.
Oh, you should throw that out. Like, nothing about your home life is dignified.
101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
How have we not done it as a 101X cross promo yet? All right? I don't know what the...
101 X's?
I don't know what it is.
But, summer cinema.
Are we over the Jason is back on the radio? 101 Dickmatians to celebrate the return. No? All right. Drawing board.
The Morning X.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Dick Nikajda. Need a contestant, play some smarter than Jason. But first, from the fact-checking department, a moment ago I said that we'd have Fallout Boy Jimmy World tickets. Lie detector test determined that's a lie. Hey, somebody asked me yesterday, hey, the Jimmy World thing, you really like them or you're doing a bit?
No, he really likes them.
Yeah, I love Jimmy World. It's tied for my favorite band of all time. What would the bit be?
Just that you like a band.
I mean,
that
like
we give out tickets to.
But what?
That you're playing to the whole Jason Dick rock and roll. I mean, last time you went to a show, you cried the entire time. Bit is like that's how much you love them.
No, I mean, like, look, I have affinity for Vanilla Ice. You could ask, is that a joke? Are you doing a bit? Like for Limp Bizkit, even, I suppose.
You but should
Jimmy
claim
World,
bit
just a badass, mostly sort of generic rock and roll band from the late 90s, early 2000s. Be like, oh, did you guys hear Jason and Nick this morning? Jason was doing that thing about how he loves Jimmy World. I love that bit. Hilarious. I don't get it. I was like, why? What is the bit? Anyway.
How do you feel about Tenacious D?
I love Tenacious D, greatest band on earth. Yeah, apparently Jason Dick will read anything you put in that teleprompter, and I just had this piece of paper in front of me that said Fall Out Boy Jimmy World tickets, 5 pair. Apparently listen to the CJ Morgan program, because they're going to have that this afternoon. Stop leaving your trash in my studio, CJ. But right now, we have tickets to see Tenacious D on Friday, Germania Insurance Amphitheater. If you want to go... You got to call us right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Need a contestant to play smarter than Jason. Beat me. You're going to go see Tenacious D. What's the topic? Let's tease them with
We're going to play a round of Where Does It Grow?
All right. Good luck on the phone.
The Morning X.
101X. It's the Morning X. Jason Dick Nikajda with tickets to see Tenacious D Friday, Germania Insurance Amphitheater. Now I have to stall because I didn't have the intro song ready. Are you professional or not? Is it going to be fine? Don't make a big deal about it.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. Someone not deleted all my old buttons. Our contestant today is...
Dixie. Yep, Nick versus Dixie.
Took Dixie's answers off air. I don't know how she did, what she answered, or how many she got correct. But if Dixie beats me, then she's going to get tickets to see Tenacious D on Friday in the topic of...
Where does it grow?
Okay.
I'm going to give you
seem very excited about this category, which is fine.
I'm going to give you some sort of food type item.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me.
How much does it weigh?
Where does it grow?
Where does it grow? Sorry.
Ooh, you know what? Can I co-opt to how much does it weigh? That's a fun game. So the first up, your options are on a tree, on a vine, above ground, or out of the ground, or under the ground.
Okay.
Kind of follow
so
me here.
All four.
For instance, if I said
all
orange,
questions have the...
that would be on a tree.
Oh.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. What was it? On a tree, in the air?
Tree, vine.
Underwater, everywhere.
Underground, out of the ground. All right.
Tree or vine?
Yes.
What if there's a vine coming from a tree? No nitpicks. Go ahead.
Number one, peanut. Where do peanuts come from? Are they on a tree? On a vine? Above ground? Underground?
It's one of the ground. Ground and pound, them peanuts. I know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's in the ground, but is it just the roots are in the ground and then the peanuts are dangling up above ground? Seems like you could argue technicalities on this one.
I'm going to go underground, Bob. That is correct. Both you and Dixie knew that peanuts grow under the ground.
Obviously, of course.
Number two, cucumber. Where does a cucumber grow?
This is a trick question.
I know.
As everyone knows, a cucumber and a zucchini, indistinguishable.
Okay? Identical.
How many times have you left the grocery thinking I'm loaded up on zucchinis when in fact you had a bunch of cucumbers in your sack? Okay, we eliminate in the ground, underground, above ground. On a vine? A cucumber vine. Cucumber tree seems ridiculous. Vine, above ground, vine, above ground. I mean, your categories are terrible because three of them are above ground, technically. Okay, give me cucumber vine, Bob.
That is correct. That is correct. Unfortunately, Dixie did think that there was a cucumber tree. Which I just like the idea that all these things have just trees, that everything should just come from a tree.
Mm.
Get on that, scientist. You can modify these
scientist.
Things. Yeah. Just a watermelon tree? Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be dangerous to walk under. Don't do that. All right. Finally, Dixie was wrong on that one. Yes. So the third one, avocados. Where do avocados grow?
Oh.
From tree?
Avocados from Mexico.
That is not one of the options, unfortunately.
All right.
Tree.
Okay.
Vine.
I'm going to eliminate.
Out of the ground, under the ground.
Eliminate under the ground, eliminate vine, because we already did those. So is it above ground or is there an avocado tree? I think it comes off a tree, right? Above the ground or in a tree? Seems like a tree. Give me avocado tree, Bob.
That is correct.
Yeah. Take that, Dixie.
Yeah. She knew that avocados come from trees as well, but unfortunately, she only got two correct, so.
DQA, but except really D. If I keep an avocado that I buy in the produce aisle in the fridge, it's going to take longer to ripen, correct? Or, ask another way, it's going to take longer to go bad, to spoil. Sometimes I
don't know because they keep them out just in a bin at the HEB.
I buy my avocados real green, all right? Because I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to have time for this avocado. Let's keep it good for as long as possible. And then I put it in the fridge and I'll forget about it for like 2 weeks. Then I'm like, oh, damn, we got that jumbo avocado in the fridge. And then I'll pull it out and I'll chop it up open. And I'm like, this thing still ain't ripe because I've been just letting it chill out in the fridge that whole time.
An uncovered whole avocado will last a bit longer when moved to the refrigerator, but it's recommended to eat them within 1 to 2 days for maximum freshness.
By the way, I'm not putting it in the fridge to maximize its freshness. I'm just hiding it from my family.
I thought you were going to ask if you could grow an avocado tree out of your fridge, out of that little produce drawer.
That could happen.
definitely.
Dixie, we have a prize for you.
The Morning X.
It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air and other news. Also, Nicholas Hajda.
Danilo Cavalcante is behind bars once again. That is the escaped Pennsylvania killer who has been on the loose for nearly 2 weeks. He was found sleeping in the woods when a helicopter picked up on his heat signal and a tactical team was sent in, sicked the dogs on him, capping the dramatic manhunt. Cavalcante was wearing a Philadelphia Eagles hoodie at the time. Speaking of dangers to society, watch out for craft artisans this weekend. The Pecan Street Festival is back in downtown Austin this Saturday. 6th Street will be closed. It'll run from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, and then 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday, with vendors set up between Brazos and Interstate 35. And finally, it's that time of year again. The National Toy Hall of Fame just announced its finalists for the 2023 class.
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Jason?
Yeah.
It includes Battleship, Bop It, Cabbage Patch Kids, Baseball Cards, Bingo, Choose Your Own Adventure Books, Connect Four, Ken, And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I assume Barbie's already in.
I'm sure she was a OG right. First ballot Hall of Famer.
When are we white males going to catch a break?
Right now.
When this year, 2023. Are we, I hope the kids out there are listening. Are you listening, kids? Good job. Good parenting. Just turn us on for the kids. Back in my day, these were toys, okay? Mm-hmm. Baseball cards were a toy.
Are they?
Jason, go to your room and play with your baseball cards. I can, Mom. That would ruin the value. You're only allowed to look at them. Don't touch. What else is in there? I mean, so many of those things are not. Did you say bingo?
Bingo.
Bingo?
Look, Battleship is I'm surprised Battleship's not in there. Bop It.
A game
is fantastic.
Popular with old smoking grandmas. Bingo.
Yeah.
Is a toy.
Yeah.
That's a toy?
I guess.
What is Bop It? I don't know Bop It.
That's that little thing where you go Bop It, twist it, smash it. Crank it.
Sounds like it's got a fun
Car
song.
Half.
I don't know
like
what
the,
any of it is.
You had like all these things on the that you would twist and you would turn and all these things and you it's like it was Simon Says.
Oh.
It would say bop
sing,
it and you had to bop
song
it.
Again.
I can't do that.
Bop
it. Twist it.
Twist it.
Something.
Yeah. That's, I sing this song to myself while masturbating, all right?
Bop it. Twist it. Turn it.
Speaking of Slime, also a finalist for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. That's just moments after my bop it. I got what you...
Bop it, twist it, slime it.
Our long national nightmare is over. I am happy to report I know the name of the Longhorn City Limits headliner. Why? Why was it they wait until Wednesday afternoon to news dump this? I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, the musical entertainment ahead of the Longhorns and Wyoming Cowboys, 7 o'clock Saturday at DKR, will be... Big Boy, 50% of the hip-hop duo Outkast. So if you half like Outkast, congratulations, because Big Boy will be playing the LBJ Lawn 5 p.m. before the Texas game on Saturday. And now something about baseball. Max Scherzer's tenure with the Texas Rangers likely over. The pitcher was a prized trade deadline acquisition. Will be out for the remainder of the regular season, unlikely to pitch in the postseason after straining a muscle in his upper arm. He has pitched well for the Rangers since his acquisition, but they have been struggling as of late. Is it because of Max Scherzer and his presence around the clubhouse? I don't know. The day that he's ruled out for the rest of the season, Rangers win 10-0 over Toronto. Take that. And your Houston Astros were just two outs shy of the 28th most exciting thing in baseball, a bullpen no-hitter. The Oakland A's notched a one-out single in the ninth inning to keep the Astros from a 1-2-3-4 pitcher no-no. Astros still win 6-2. And finally this, on Aaron Rodgers, the fallen Jets quarterback who will miss the entire NFL season this year, aside from those four plays, with a torn Achilles, posted to Instagram yesterday, quote, "I'm completely heartbroken and moving through all of the emotions, but deeply touched and humbled by the support and love. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers as I begin the healing process today. The night is darkest before the dawn, and I shall rise yet again," end quote.
Is he Batman?
Now, listen, while I did not come in laughing, overwhelmed with joy the day after your injury, Aaron Rodgers, like my guy Nick Hajda did, I felt bad for you and Jets fans, if there were any.
I was laughing at the Jets fans' tears, not Aaron Rodgers'.
Let me just say of your statement here, Aaron Rodgers, that's all lies. I don't believe any of the things that you have said. First of all, you're completely heartbroken. Okay, sure. Seems to me you don't like football. And you were really sad that you deeply touched and humbled. Definitely don't believe that you've been humbled.
Yeah.
Don't think. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers as I begin the healing process today. You know what? That part's probably fine. The night is darkest before the dawn. I would tell you that 5 a.m. and midnight look exactly the same. I would dare you to try and differentiate, sir. And I shall rise yet again. I don't know, Aaron. That's an injury that some... You know what you would call it?
John, come back with a bow.
Yeah, the torn Achilles for a 39-year-old. I was out on you this season to begin with. Like, he was not good last year, and I was like, I don't think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
And now he's going to come back from one of the most devastating injuries, and I don't think so. I don't think you were right.
What about
again.
The proud of my guys part? Do you think that's a true thing?
Did he say that? I only read page.
He said, proud of my guys, 1-0, Jets emoji.
Yeah.
Hashtag. Is that like a thing? Or is
Jets it, emoji, it, hash, he just ended it.
It just says hashtag, like the actual symbol.
But there's nothing after the hashtag?
Yeah. Did he accidentally do like, where I meant to do something more,
maybe
but I hit
he just
post?
Made pound sign.
Is this just, I don't know, like, is this just an old man doesn't know how to work Instagram type thing? Also, I didn't feel bad about it until Sauce Gardner, Jets cornerback, which if you watched Hard Knocks, they have a very elaborate handshake where they mime smoking narcotics. He commented on this thing. I did our handshake with the air today. Broken heart emoji, sad face. Now I do feel sad.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Nick and Dick with more Tenacious D tickets. Your chance to win coming up about half an hour-ish. Maynor, I'm coming.
We built this house.
Radio. House.
We built this
house. Radio. Yeah, it's true. I'm moving to the country. I'm moving out to Maynor. And this is the most exciting house building update because for the first time, Nicholas Hajda has been to my house. Now, I do want to say first that you're a mean guy, Nicholas Hajda, all right? Because, I don't know, was it a week ago that my friend Kenny was in town? And I took him out to the house, and I was telling you how I took Kenny to the house, and you're like, I want to go see the house. And so then 2 days ago, Nick and I needed a Double Dave's for half-off pepperoni roll situation, and we said, is the Maynor Double Dave's the closest one? Let's go to Maynor, and then we can check out the house afterwards. And so we shot off, we ate some pepperoni rolls, and then we walked out of the Maynor Double Dave's. And what did you say to me?
Do I have to go see your house?
You said,
now?
You know, we could just go home. I don't have to see the house. What happened to that? I want to see the house. I want to see the house.
I wanted to be invited to the house. I wanted the invitation. I didn't actually care about going or seeing it. And I was like, I'll just see it when it's done. Okay. So, like,
which is very soon.
Mid-2024, I'll go see your house.
Done very soon.
Okay.
I will say, I was surprised with what a polite house is almost finished guest Nick Hajda was, because unlike Kenny and others who are like, oh, you know what you should do? You should put this here. Oh, you know what you should do? You should do that. And I'm like, the plans are done, okay? There's no more adding a statue of David here in the middle of the living room.
The funds have been spent.
Yeah.
Everything's been allocated.
For the most part, Nick walked around my 92% complete house and was like, oh, this is badass. Oh, this is pretty cool. Oh, I like
it
this.
I am strangely surprised about your ability to design a functional and cool
house.
What
are you talking about?
I don't know why.
I'm one of the coolest, most creative, smartest people that you know. Why would you be surprised by that?
Just somehow, I didn't expect things to translate from your brain to reality.
Well,
in a way that was good.
Just shout out to my builder and friend and architect, Ryan Reynolds, who he is my...
I will shoot your...
Yes.
I put the ideas into him, and then he architecturizes them into an actual thing and eventually builds them and manifests them into existence.
I bet you, like, shoving ideas down his mouth and then, like, shaking him, and then just, blah, your house.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
You do need a fire pole to go from Bumbleito's room to your secret office.
I just said.
That would be cool.
We're not doing any of the... my house does have a secret office. Take that. And the coolest thing about it is that there's no bumbles allowed. No Bumbleina, no Bumbleito, baby bogey. And you want me to put a pole that goes straight from his bedroom? No way, man.
I like the idea of him pulling down from his bedroom. It just so happens that his is above your office. Mm. That's like if he went to the living room or something, that'd be much better.
Okay.
Maybe some sort of slide that goes around the house, like outside, that comes in through a window. There you go. Also, listeners, to get to his secret office, there's a painting of Jason as a conquistador, and you just push that, and that leads to the secret office. So now you know how to get there.
That is not true, but Ryan, that's a good idea, okay? Commission a conquistador painting.
I was particularly impressed with the pool thing. It's kind of selfishly, I need access to a pool.
Yeah.
But the way that you're going to do it... With the AstroTurf surrounding it, I don't know if that's a patio that you have there so that you can do some grilling and things of that nature. That all seems really cool. Pool parties.
You've got a great outdoor living space.
Yes.
Okay? Indoor-outdoor living combined. That's what we're working.
Your bedroom is on the second floor, and there's like a big-ass like balcony type thing.
That's
always baller when you can just walk out to your veranda.
Yeah.
You got to call it the Dick Veranda.
Okay.
Like, that's going to be awesome. And I forgot that your mom's moving in with you. That's
a lot of people forget that.
You got a nice little mama dick alcove there.
Yeah,
she's got her own kitchen, fridge,
a casita. There's a guest house. My mom is living in the guest house, and I want to make sure I've explained this before, but be clear. My mom is moving to Maynard to party, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not for her to grow old and me to take care of her. My sister has many times said, you know, I know that when mom needs somebody to watch her when she's old, it's going to be me. Yeah, that's correct, okay? That's still...
So she's moving out to your house in Maynard to party, but then when she gets old and decrepit, you're moving her back to Round Rock with your sister.
Correct, okay? My mom's got a good... 8 to 13 years of badassery left, and I'm gonna make sure that those take place right in my backyard. But as soon as she's old and busted, Steph, that's your tagging in.
I have been called upon to bring some emergency whiskey to one of Mama Dick's hot tub parties at the old Dick house.
Yeah,
she's gonna party.
Sometimes she's got to call in some whiskey relief.
There's only one rule at a Mama Dick hot party: no tops.
Don't. Fine. What did you say? You're worried about my ability to get to work?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like you're not fully respecting how long it's going to take you to get from Maynard to the radio station.
When I first found this property in Maynard, mm-hmm. I was like, I can't move to Maynard. And then I GPS'd it. It's 23 minutes from my place in Maynard to the radio station.
You can't rely on GPS times, okay? They're lying to you, okay? That's like the $29.99 effect.
My current home is 12 minutes. And I was like, am I not going to move to this house because of 11 minutes that I will spend at 5:22 in the morning? And now I got to leave at 5:11 or whatever. Like, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
I'm willing to bet that you will not make it in whatever time you said, 22 minutes.
I based a lot of my whether or not I could buy this property on how long it was from the radio station.
Yeah.
And then for a while, I was like, well, I never got to go there again.
Not a problem.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't think I can make it in 22 with 20? Well, of course I can.
I almost want to bet. No, the GPS lies to you. No, it's also going to be, 5 in the morning, and I don't trust you not to speed recklessly just to prove a point. I just want to bet.
Okay.
It's very twisty and turny, though, that road.
Down the country road.
It was a straight shot.
You
can hit 88 miles an hour, and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Those twisty and turnies, mm-hmm. you're going to roll your Tesla. Mm-hmm. You're going to roll your
Tesla. My Tesla?
Yep. I'm in board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on your total zero building experience, mm-hmm. how far away from moving in are we? Because we're currently...
Midway 2024.
No.
Midway to 2024, yeah.
We're inside a month, guys, okay? We're inside a month. Is this a fun idea? Let me pitch this to you live on the air, okay? Let's just start a pool, okay? Let's get a big-ass calendar, and everybody picks a day.
What is the first
night that the Bumbles sleep in the new house in Maynard? And then whoever picks the day is going to win a grand prize. VIP passes to Maynard Palooza 2024.
Well, I was saying we don't make this an official radio contest. We collect a VIG. It's like a $50 buy-in.
I do think we should make people pay to get in, and we'll donate it to the Maynard Humane Society.
Normally those things, don't you win? The pool, the cash prize, the money.
No, you win a prize at the end.
So we're going to keep the money, and they win tickets.
No, we're going to give the money to charity.
Oh.
As I just explained, I'm not positive on the existence of a Maynard Humane Society.
Just start one.
And there's a lot of inhumane people I found that. You know what? I don't know. I'm going to workshop that one. I'm going to workshop that.
The Morning X. Dick and Nick.
Earlier today, as I was, as usual, half listening to Nick's newscast.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you tell me the Pecan Street Festival is this weekend?
It's back.
The Pecan Street Festival, it's the arts and crafts on 6th Street, is happening mm-hmm. this weekend.
Yes, fun fact, if you didn't know, 6th Street used to be Pecan Street.
Okay.
But then we built like 5 other streets, and so like, all right, now you're 6.
Right, okay. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for informing our audience. They're so much better off now that they know that the Pecan Street Festival is downtown this weekend. Thank you for that.
Look, if you want arts and crafts.
I will tell you that's a blast from the past, baby. I'm pretty sure my first 6th Street experience ever was Pecan Street Festival, all right? Not walking up and down the street saying, Mommy, can I have a balloon animal? And she says, we're poor white trash. We can't afford balloons. No, we were selling stuff.
Yes.
My mom.
She made those creepy dolls.
Noted artisan. It was Grace's Creepy Doll Emporium.
Yes. If you want to try
sales
were
poor. No, my mom and grandma used to do arts and crafts and for some reason sell plants. Now that I say it, I'm like, was this just a cover for you guys to sell weed? But they were in the arts and crafts and plant business.
Yeah.
And it was like a side hustle. I think we did it to make extra Christmas money or something like that.
So you could afford your Mary Zawazu
jeans. I don't know. But
Air Jordans.
I know that we...
A crate of grape soda.
We did I say we did because me and my sister, who were, I don't know, 5 and 6 years old or 13 and 12. Mom, you're going to have to help me out here. We were there all day, all weekend, and mining the booth or hanging out, getting into trouble.
How much money did you steal from your mom's till?
I would never do anything like that, all right? Now, time. I stole time all of the, I was an unproductive employee, without a doubt. But I never really put two and two together that was my first experience on Sixth Street. If you would have gone up to young 7-year-old Jason Dick and be like, hey, in 14 years, you're going to run out of that building and throw up in the middle of this street. Yes. I would have been like, what? Is that where the Chuggin' Monkey's going to be? that was my first time ever on Sixth Street, was at the Pecan Street Festival.
You know, that's weird because you used to work at Putt-Putt in Round Rock in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there in high school.
Yeah.
So it's conceivable that once upon a time, before I knew you were the great Jason Dick and you knew I was the adequate Nick, that we like to run into that. I've been to the Pecan Street Festival as a youth.
So we were there
at
the same time?
It's conceivable that I could have walked past Grace's Creepy Doll Emporium, seen some little son of a bitch redhead kid, and be like, one day that guy's going to throw up outside of the Chugging Monkey. You're having like a weird...
Yeah.
Is this destiny?
Is it still the same? Like, do you go and get some...
Can you get some creepy dolls?
I don't even know what's there. Are there creepy dolls and funnel cakes and...
I tell you, there's all of that. There's artisans, there's food, there's music.
Music.
You can see Cilantro Boombox.
Oh.
Henry Invisible.
Okay.
The Vapor Caves. I feel like that's what your mom was helping out with there, the Vapor Caves.
Come on, man.
Black Chill.
Come on.
Great Howl.
Yeah.
The Worst. Candy and the Motherlode.
That's the music?
Yes.
That's, okay.
Vivid Fever Dreams. Your mom also was responsible for a couple of those.
Leave my mom out of your mouth, okay?
Bat Lips.
Okay.
You want to see Bat Lips?
Nobody cares. That's fine.
I always just wanted to, every time I see one of these street festivals, whether it's like whatever the Hutto Fest is called, or Corn Fest out in Granger, or the Red Poppy Fest in Georgetown, I just want to go buy one of those rubber band guns. Because as a kid, I was never allowed to get a rubber band gun.
I had a 12-shooter rubber band gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about to turn 40 years old. I can just go buy a real gun. I want a rubber band gun so bad.
You should get one.
If somebody goes to the Pecan Street Festival, let me know if they have rubber band guns.
You know my favorite booth at Pecan Street Festival? Mm-hmm. The one with all the hobos sleeping on the ground? That one is...
That's not funny!
What? That's...
We established earlier, hobos like to work, okay?
What did they do with all the homeless people that's on 6th Street?
Shove them off to 5th and 7th?
All right. Good morning, X. Fabrage, the headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now with all the news that's fit to air, probably Nicholas Hajda Dove.
Danilo Calavacante is behind bars once again. Yeah. That is the escaped Pennsylvania killer who has been on the loose for nearly 2 weeks. He was found sleeping in the woods when a helicopter picked up on his heat signal, and a tactical team was sent in with dogs, capping the dramatic manhunt. Calavacante was wearing a Philadelphia Eagles hoodie at the time.
Go Birds.
Adam Sandler is coming to San Antonio. Yesterday he announced a fall comedy tour. Adam Sandler will be coming to San Antonio, Texas, Thursday, December 7th as part of his I Miss You tour. It says here that through a Live Nation presale, fans will be able to purchase tickets beginning today at noon local time. I believe you use the code STUDIO. General sale starts tomorrow at noon local time. I question the local time part, but...
You question the local time part?
I mean, it's an article. What is local time? It could be depending on where you are. Does that mean our local time? The billboard's local
That's
time?
That's exactly what it means, is wherever you are, the presale starts at that time.
That seems like a weird way to do a presale. And finally, Southern Living has put out their annual list of the South's top 50 barbecue joints. Congratulations to Snow's Barbecue in Lexington. which I'm gonna say is Austin adjacent. They got number one. Number four, Louis Miller.
In all of the South?
In all of the South.
So this is not just Texas. This is not just...
It's all from Texas all the way to Florida, Georgia. Maybe Tennessee's included.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how far up do you go? Like Kansas City barbecue, that's not South.
You know, I could look and see based on the other list, but I just have the ones that are meaningful to us.
Snow's is number one, huh?
Snow is number one. Just go out past 290, past Elgin, hook a left on 696, stop at Snow's. Louis Miller Barbecue in Taylor was number four. Franklin's Barbecue here in Austin, number 16.
Is it over for Franklin?
Yeah.
He's number 16 in the South.
Nobody
can touch him. Is that it?
You know what? He's like Alabama. Still one of the best, but not at the top.
I mean, as Aaron Franklin sits on top of his pile of money, he laughs and says, yeah, it's over. Yeah. You guys got me. It's over. But it seems like the reverence is worn off of that guy.
I think your campaign against them promoting Micklethwaite's has worked. You took him down.
I had no campaign.
All the way down to 16. Valentina's congratulations.
Valentina's guy right here.
Number 34.
Baby.
Valentina's Tex-Mex.
He's 34? That's an outrage. That's bull-ass, man.
And then Leroy and Lewis Barbecue on Pickle Road here in Austin, Texas, number 26. I like that the barbecue's on Pickle Road. That seems good.
Wow.
All barbecue places should be on, like, you know, Coleslaw Avenue.
Yeah. Saucy Lane.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. That's some sort of fun food connotation with your address. Make that happen.
Morning X Sports.
That's what took down Franklin's.
Is that they're just on 11th Street?
Yep.
Okay.
Never going to work.
Who says investigative journalism doesn't work? Just did. I now know. The performer for Longhorn City Limits Saturday ahead of the Texas-Wyoming 7 p.m. kick at DKR. Congratulations to half fans of the rap hip-hop duo Outkast. Big Boy will perform Longhorn City Limits, I believe, 5 o'clock stage time this Saturday. More on the horns in just a second. Your Houston Astros fell just two outs shy of the bullpen no-hitter. Aw, shucks. The Oakland A's notched a one-out single in the ninth. The Astros still win that game 6-2. And your Texas Rangers 10-0 over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. However, a bad news day for the Rangers as Max Scherzer, their trade deadline acquisition, will miss the remainder of the season, unlikely to pitch in the postseason after suffering a strained muscle in his upper arm. And finally, this 5-star LSU commit DeCorian Moore will be in Austin, Texas this weekend.
I know.
Picastri Festival? He's coming for Texas, Wyoming, an unofficial visit to the University of Texas for, again, the LSU commit. You guys know I don't care so much for the recruiting talk and the like, and not just because they're children and the judge has ordered me to stay 500 yards away, but I just don't, you know, when a kid is scoring touchdowns on the 40 acres, I get pumped, all right? But these kids who are in high school and are badasses right now, I'm just like, whatever. But the entire process of recruiting, it makes no sense, and I don't understand. He's committed to LSU.
Yeah.
But he's coming here this weekend. Now, is he just a fan of Austin, Texas? He came to check out Franklin's? He's going to the Pecan Tree Festival? No! He's here because we are actively recruiting him.
Yes.
And he is, I guess,
he's trying to see what his NIL deal is up to.
We're not the bad guy, okay? No. This is just the way the game's played. But he is committed to LSU. Are you committed? Like, imagine you're in a relationship, okay? You guys have been dating, it's going good, and you say, honey, I commit to you, okay? Mm-hmm. You are my girlfriend, we are a thing. But there's this other girl who's really into me, I'm gonna go to her place for the whole weekend, okay?
Don't worry,
everything's fine, I'm committed to you.
I don't understand why you're against this. He seems like he's following the Jason Nick plan, because what do you always tell when Patrick Mahomes becomes the best, highest-paid quarterback in the NFL, and he goes and becomes pro.
Yeah, don't marry your high school sweetheart. Yeah, that would be
ridiculous. You're like, hey,
that
keep your options open.
Thing.
This guy, he's doing exactly that. He's keeping his options open.
I've invited couples to test the durability of their relationship. Uh-huh. I would use me as a test, if you like. That's fine.
And you're saying that now to major universities and their commitments, recruits?
Well, listen, college athletics should set the bar a little higher than what would Jason Dick do, okay?
That's true.
That should not be the standard by which we live, okay?
Tell you this much.
Jason Dick would not have waited until Wednesday to tell you who's playing Longhorn City Limits, okay? I would not have done that.
The Morning X.
Turn the lights down low. Let's get sexy, man.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things.
Morning X after dark. I'll warn you, it's going to be some adult conversations here. Good thing you already dropped the kids off at school. Oh, what's that? The kid's sitting there right now? Look, this is what you get for being late to school. Now your kid has to learn about sex from two possibly involuntarily celibate 40-year-old men. Which is, you're nearly 40 years old, Nicholas Hajda. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that I have to continually school you on these things, okay? The best part about having a fruitful relationship with someone that runs its course, comes to its natural ending, but you remain cordial with that person, is that you can continue to have sex with that person for years and years and years to come. What is wrong with you?
I very much understand why you are a fan of backsliding, considering it just got you your job back. But no, I have never backslid back with any of my past romantical partners. And
wait, you've never done it?
Never done it.
What?
Never done it.
Hang on. Did I invent calling sex with your ex backsliding? I think I did that out of affinity for that toady song.
It was you, one other person.
Nick was telling me about the relationship.
I'm so terrified about you bringing up and framing this.
And how it's not a thing anymore, but you guys still conversate or something like that. And I don't know, it's complicated. You're going to be friends, you're not going to be friends. I don't know. But I was like, look, at the very least, at least you can still get it on every once in a while, right? And
no.
Nick goes, oh, no, I don't do that.
No.
What do you mean you don't do that?
It's not worth the drama and the headaches.
It's not worth the drama and the headaches.
Here, I'm going to go back to a far distant, less volatile relationship status thing. An old girlfriend, because I really only had like a handful of these that actually would count as backsliding. I'm usually trying to front slide more often than not.
You've only had a handful of backsliding opportunities,
is what
you're saying.
But there is one.
Front sliding is having sex before you have a girlfriend? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to.
I like it.
Yeah. But no, there was a past girlfriend, and just when we broke up, she was like, she specifically said, it's too hard to see you, because I always want to try to be like, hey, we should remain friends and civil, because we're two grown adults, it didn't work out, I'm glad we went through this
She
this
says
experience.
It's too hard to see you?
But she was like, it's too difficult to see you. Now, maybe that was her
you're
trying to backslide, and I'm just like oblivious to, I don't understand, you know, basic social cues.
Yeah.
But she was like, it's too difficult to see you. And I was like, all right, cool. And I haven't talked to her
because
since.
Because you're so irresistible?
I guess. Look, you're the one that's always talking about how you got cocaine coming out of places that cocaine shouldn't come out of. So I don't know why that applies. Jason Dick is irresistible.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But now Nick Hyde can't be.
Yeah, but you know? That's exactly my point. Exactly my point.
Look. Speaking of just things I don't want to explore and get into, I have considered the idea of like some sort of contest where a girl dates both of us when we are both single, just to see who's better. I would love to have
it. Who's a
everything.
Better sexual performer?
No, about everything.
A better boyfriend?
Dating, relationships, the whole kit caboodle.
Because
I think I could take you outside of your immense celebrity. You're Jason Dick from the radio.
Your weak constitution could not take it.
I
take it all the time, okay? I've been through a lot.
You got mad at me one time because I entertained the idea. You always, with your exes, you always say that they're greenlit for friends. That you don't want to stand in front of love. And there's one that one time in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And you got really upset about the idea that I would have hooked up with one of your exes.
I was upset only not because you were trying to sloppy seconds one of my former lovers. I was upset because you weren't. If you had genuine interest in that person and she in you, I would give you guys my blessing. But you were only doing it to try and hurt me. Okay, you were only doing it.
Trust me.
You were only effing me.
Trust me, you were not involved in my thought process whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
I was not thinking about you at all.
Stop being obsessed with me. Stop being obsessed. Listen.
You were literally drunk, passed out in your bedroom down the way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, didn't even enter my brain. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Is it one of the most brilliant things that I've ever said? Yes. But is it also like really endearing and makes people think, man, Jason Dick, he's a real human being. He's not just a hilarious guy on the radio. I've said before, I fall in love with people. I don't fall out of love, okay? And almost all of my exes, I remain very close with, okay? And now, is that because I want to have sweet-ass backsliding sex with them? No. But that is a good side effect, okay?
Yes, yeah.
All right? It's because I do truly still
do you
love
think they are concerned
and care for these people, and I want to continue to nurture this relationship, even though we are no longer going to be a couple. That's the reason I do that. But it's also just a healthy benefit of having a good friend who you no longer have the sexual awkwardness with, because you've already been there, done that, okay? It's already hammered out.
Hang on.
You've already figured it out.
The sexual awkwardness is supposed to go away?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably supposed to.
I'm gonna write that one down.
Go away.
Okay. That's probably part of the problem here.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Is backsliding unhealthy? Is it problematic?
Is the juice worth the squeeze, as some might put it?
I will admit that when Nick and I were debating this off the air, I said, there's literally no downside.
Yeah.
What is the problem? And then I stopped and contemplated for a second, and I was like, hold on, I guess the emotional state of the other person who you're sharing this moment with might not be in the same headspace as you.
Perhaps knocking up said ex who's already has failed to maintain a relationship
I'm going to stand by it. There's literally
STDs.
No downside. What's the problem? Get after it.
The Morning X.
17 days. I wake you up in 17 days, Billy Joe. That's when September will be over. See, because the sun's going to wake me up. Hi, it's the Morning X, Jason, Nick, Comedy Morning Show. We can do better than that. I recommend you not miss Nick's newscast at the top of the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. Perfect way to start your day if you want to be informed. For example, I was unaware until I heard Nick tell me today, apparently there's some sort of Pennsylvania killer on the loose.
No, not anymore. They caught him.
Oh, they got his ass.
They got his ass.
Good. Good.
Right.
Lock him up. Throw away the key. I'm rooting for the escaped inmate. Sorry. Is that bad?
The murderer.
Oh, listen.
The guy who murdered somebody in Brazil, then came to America somehow, got a girlfriend.
Listen.
Which is, whatever, it's fine.
Hang on, are you mad at him for getting a girlfriend? Is that what just happened?
A little bit.
No disrespect,
killed
Philadelphia,
her.
But
escape from jail.
If you've been in the city of brotherly love, and I want to say, I don't know, walked two city blocks, you passed a murderer, okay?
You
crossed paths with a murderer. He escaped, so he killed two people. Busted, locked up, but he escaped prison?
Yes.
How did he escape?
Apparently, there's a part of the prison where there's a wall next to a fence, and he crab walked up it. So
He
put his legs up against the fence and his back up against the wall and walked up it.
Crab walking?
Ethan Hunt type. That's just what the article says. He crab walked. I don't know what the right phrase is for that.
What is it called where you put your hands behind you on the ground and then you walk?
Yeah, but you do that vertically. That is crab walking, but you do it vertical. You go
up. Spider-Man crab walk?
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
He shimmied up there.
Wow.
Jumped over, squeezed between the razor fence, and then ran off into the woods and on the run.
And he got out.
Yes.
That's
apparently, back in May, another inmate did the same thing. So, hey, Chester County Jail. You got a weak spot.
Yeah,
all right, you need to fix that up there.
Okay,
put some Flex Seal on that or something. Okay, slap it on there.
I know that this is a character flaw on me, but I did hear that story and I was like, you can still escape from prison. Sweet.
Oh yeah.
Because, like, I guess most of my escaping from prison knowledge is based on the documentary Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm. It took him several years.
Yeah, and, like, just every part of his plan, I'm like, I couldn't even pull off one part of the plan. Like, he rock-hammered his way through an entire prison wall.
Yeah.
He crawled claustrophobic style through there.
Had to make sure he did it on a night where it was raining.
He hammered a hole into a poop pipe.
Yeah.
He crawled through the poop pipe. Like, just any one of these. I would have given up at find a rock hammer. Like, I wouldn't have even made it to that part. And so I was just like, that was said in, like, pre-biblical times, okay? Like, that was back in the olden days, you could escape from prison. Now, I was like, there's no way that you can escape from prison, but you're telling me it's possible, huh?
Well, so here's where I have to point out that actually crawling through a poop pipe, he would have died and choked on the methane fumes. There's no oxygen in that poop pipe, so he never makes it to 500 yards, crawling through filthy, slimy, whatever it is.
Okay.
It's a movie. But, people escape from jail all the time. Usually they're hiding in, like, laundry trucks, or there's an inside job. I feel like there was one, and maybe this is just a movie I'm thinking of, where somebody flew a helicopter over the prison yard, dropped a rope ladder down, and went shroop.
Right.
That might have been the show Prison Break.
I have always avoided doing hard crimes, not because it's the right thing to do, just because I'm like, I don't want to go to prison. That sounds like a pain in the ass. Yeah. But if you're telling me you could easily escape now, I might have to rethink my policy on hard crime. Maybe I'm in.
Please don't.
Maybe I'm in.
You can't pull it off.
You know, the worst part of this segment was still that 17 days till the end of September thing. I wish I hadn't have done that. I thought it was going to be funny.
You should be jailed for that.
How not funny it was.
Joke court.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'll break out.
The Morning X.
What up, X? It's The Morning X, Nick and Dick. I will admit, it's a weird thing to get obsessed with, but I was
very weird.
I was rather caught up on the fact that up until yesterday afternoon, we still didn't know who was going to be performing at Longhorn City Limits ahead of the Texas-Wyoming football game on Saturday night.
I'm surprised when the news finally came out yesterday afternoon that you did not burst into the studio, interrupt CJ's show to announce that Big Boy is playing Longhorn City Limits.
Yeah.
I picture you running through the streets like Charlie with his golden ticket.
You know, they announced Pat Green a full week in advance, and now they wait until Wednesday afternoon to tell you that it's Big Boy.
I'm sure that's because they had all summer and all year to finalize the Pat Green deal, and now they're on maybe... I'm kind of curious because I posited that they had somebody scheduled pre-Alabama victory, and they're like, hey, we're now the number four team in the country. We got to up our game.
Right.
And I don't... I think,
did they do that?
I don't. I mean, I feel like if he did that, we'd have Andre 3000, not Big Boy.
They were all set to go with Flicker Stick, and then they're like, holy F, we're number four in the country.
It was going to be DJ Mel.
We can't go with Flicker Stick.
Yeah.
I don't know why they had to catch strays here. But instead, you got Big Boy, 5 o'clock on the LBJ lawn. Are you so pumped to see Big
Boy? I would be super excited to see Outkast. Is he going to sing his part of Sorry, Miss Jackson?
I think it was on the other show, right? We were joking
about Hootie and the Blowfish, but they just got the Blowfish.
They were just kidding, and the Blowfish.
So they still sing off from all the Hootie songs, but just not the Hootie parts.
And they did that with Outkast. They got the Blowfish, but not Hootie, right?
Well, I mean, Outkast is not a...
I don't know. Even though, let's see here, the University of Texas calls Big Boy, quote, one of history's tightest and most clever rhyme mavericks. All right, here. Let me I don't know anything about hip hop, Big Boy, any of those things. But if you're an Outkast fan, are you like, oh, I love the guy who doesn't go, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo. I love the guy who doesn't go shake it like a Polaroid picture. I like the other guy.
It's like if you go to Buckets tonight for a Longhorns pre-watch party and Nick shows up and not Jason.
Oh, you would be devastated. You got Big Boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, it's tomorrow night. Don't go to Buckets tonight. It's tomorrow night.
Damn it.
That's why I get the Buckets.
The Morning X.
What up, X? It's The Morning X. Jason, Dick, Nick, Hajda. And now, abbreviated Jason is moving to Maynard jingle intro.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of
pizzas. We had a house update earlier this morning. Nick went out to my Maynard build site for the first time. It was mostly complimentary. Then behind my back, posted a photo of one of the neighboring properties that has a weird shack-looking structure on the property.
It's literally the frame of two walls.
Said, check out Jason's new place.
Propped up against trees.
But I proposed a bit to contest a thing where we just have a pool of choose the day when my family, the Bumbles, actually moves in and spends a night in the new house in Maynard, Texas.
Yep.
And my builder, architect, friend, Ryan Reynolds.
You're about to be killed.
He can't apply because I feel like he can inside job this.
He just texted me and says, I turned on 101X and I hear you talking about when you're going to move to Maynard. Can I have a guess? And I'm like... No, I feel like you would have insider information.
Yes.
However, based on his previous prognostications, I would say maybe he's no better at handicapping the situation than you, me, or any random listener might be.
Well, no, here's the deal, Ryan, is obviously it would be unfair for you to enter, but get at me on the side.
What if, Ryan,
we could pick a date and you just keep sabotaging Jason's house.
What if we just were selling squares, for charity? Yeah. It's $20 and Ryan just picks, he's like, give me February 3rd for $20. Yes. I'm like, what? No, October.
Hey, I would ask him, Ryan.
You said October.
Which February 3rd? 24?
Get out.
25?
Get out.
26?
Okay, here, for real. Real idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
To benefit a charity of. I don't know if they believe in charity work in Maine
or Texas.
And
this is not just get the charity of get Jason a nicer house.
None of this money will go toward outfitting my pool with badass floaties. Okay? None of this money, I promise. You pay $5 or $10 or $20 and you pick a day on the calendar and then we donate all the money to an important charity.
Yep.
And if you have the day, then you're going to win passes to Mainerpalooza 2024. That's a real thing that they do there. Or a different event of notable.
Oh, I thought it was you just already turned your arrival to Mainer to some sort of festival.
We've called it Mainerpalooza is the day that I arrived.
Dickpalooza has been a thing that we've done over the years.
Now I'm going to do it. The day that there are moving trucks, I'm going to decorate one of them like a parade float. Okay? And I'm going to just roll through town, and I'm going to stand on the top, and I'm going to wave to people, and they're all going to say, what is that?
I want you to go like on Beverly Hillbillies. You just pack the Tesla full of stuff and put a rocking chair on the top, and you sit there like that old grandma, granny, and you just drive through Manor waving. No, this is great. Yeah.
Can we
get the mayor, Mater, to declare it Jason Dick Day?
I say we do it, okay? I say we have a pool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. I'm just trying to brighten people's day, okay? Put some smiles on the faces of listeners, give them some positive, feel-good, uplifting news, and then Nick, he gets all angry and tries to ruin everything. Don't even get him started on load management, am I right? This is a story about one Costco employee, John Sotelo. John works at Costco at Shaw and Clovis Avenue. Let's not say the city. I'm going to go with Santiago, Chile. John was putting away a couple of cases of water, you know, typical Costco grunt work, when he said, hey, what's that over there? What's going on over there? Is that an envelope? Is that an envelope with cash in it? He found an envelope stuffed with cash. He opened it up and said, well, there's $3,940 in here. So what did John do? He said, oh, this is it. I can finally retire. I can retire from Costco water stock. Immediately alerted his managers, did the right thing, turned the money down. They used surveillance video to find the customer who dropped it, then cross-referenced that with their member ID when they checked out at the register, and were able to return the $3,940 to the customer before they had even left the property. John says of the incident, quote, it was crazy because my manager walked me outside and the member was right there. So, yeah, she told me like, oh, you know, I'm glad you found this. That's for my kids to go to school. And I'm like, OK, you know, well, happy to help, end quote. John as well, this was in August, had made the goal on August 1st that he wanted to become employee of the month. And with this good deed, he did exactly that, accomplished his goal, and now his picture, a plaque, will hang inside of that Santiago, Chile Costco for all of time. What a feel-good, happy moment.
John, you're an idiot, okay?
What?
You are a stupid person.
Why?
Now, I suppose you could say that if he had just pocketed this money, finders, keepers, losers, weepers style, that they would maybe have fired him when they go back and check the security tapes and see this, they didn't turn over.
Everybody's watching.
Which, I'm going to say, then you walk across the street to Sam's Club and you get the exact same job.
$4,000 bonus to go work at Sam's Club?
I don't know how much a Costco employee is making, but I feel like $4,000 is a monthly salary, at the very least.
Mm.
And so, but no, just this is, take the money. Always take the money. The money, $4,000, is worth way more than a plaque. I mean, are you going to take your kids into work?
How about the feeling of accomplishment?
Daddy's got a plaque.
Of doing the right thing and, in fact, being recognized by your employer for doing the right thing.
You know what's a better feeling?
Priceless.
Making it rain $2,000 at the Clovis Santiago Chili Strip Club. All right? That's a way better feeling.
Hang on. There's a strip club on Clovis Avenue?
I don't know.
Just down the street from the Costco?
There's probably one somewhere.
Costco really does have everything.
Yes.
They got a strip club.
I don't know if you want to. Costco stripper.
It's like, hey,
seems like the wrong kind of bulk.
You want to go out for a big Sunday? Like Costco, you can buy fish and tires.
Get you a $4.99 rotisserie chicken ticket in the VIP.
And while you're there, we got a full on strip club in the corner.
Look, Costco. I don't know how your membership programs are doing, but that's a free idea right there from Nick and Dick.
How you one up Sam's Club? That sounds like the answer.
Yeah. No, but just take the money. Like, and also, what is this lady? I know you're going to tell me she's probably some sort of poor, struggling mother right there. It's like, I scraped all the time.
She said, that's for my kids to go to school. Like, this is a college fund? You carry around your kids' envelope of college cash fund?
What are you doing? Write him a check.
Or is this back to school? I mean, it was August 1st. It could have been, like, back to school shopping out of this.
That seems sus, okay?
Yeah.
You're not going to convince me that they can just walk around with $4,000 cash.
As somebody...
If anybody walks around with thousands of dollars it's in their pocket and drops on the ground, they deserve what they get.
Okay, now I see this as a personal attack. As once upon a time,
don't feel bad for them.
I did have a significant sum of cash, much more than this lady who's sending her kids back to school. Not much more, basically twice the amount that I dropped out of my pocket in Maui, and nobody did the right thing. There was no John.
Feel bad for the guy who drops a bunch of thousands of dollars of cash in Maui.
You know what? I'm happy your island's burning down.
Whoa. just kidding. I feel like you gotta go put a donation. You gotta put $1,000 donation.
Let's just kidding.
Send that to the Rock.
I'm truly devastated by some of the footage. It's awful, and I hope everything is... That was a lot of money I lost there.
It got very dark quickly.
I'm not to assist on the nicking, but I'm going to tell you this. What's that? He made a goal to become Employee of the Month. Inside job. Set up.
Ah.
The Morning X.
What up with X? It's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. Check out this sweet promotional announcement that I'm going to do in a slightly awkward fashion to keep it legal according to the laws and rules of the TABC. Tomorrow, I am going to be at Buckets East Cesar Chavez. Come hang with me 5 to 7 because, get this, I have got tickets to the game on Saturday. Which game on Saturday? The game! On Saturday, okay?
The game.
The game. Yeah. Just tickets to the game on Saturday. I have a football autographed by the head coach. Which head coach? I just told you, the
head coach.
The head coach has signed a football, and we're going to give it away tomorrow at Buckets at 5 o'clock, along with tickets to the game on Saturday.
You're the man, the head coach.
Stupid-ass rule. What is going on here? I actually brought it up to tell you guys that there's an even greater allure to Buckets 5 o'clock tomorrow. Bumbleina, my girlfriend, texted me this morning and said, hey, you can pick up Bumbleito early from school. You're on his approved list. You just have to go in, show him your ID, and tell him you're picking him up for a doctor's appointment. Or you can just take him to the bar. I don't care. Which one do you think I chose, guys? Which one?
The one that keeps you sitting in your air-conditioned car while he comes down and waits for him to come out.
I don't want to be dishonest with the educators and say that he's got a doctor's appointment. So,
I really hope some of his educators don't listen to this show.
We asked yesterday, can I take a kid to a bar because I got to pick up my girlfriend's kid, and the timing is going to be tough for me to make it to Buckets by 5 o'clock. But no, we've received permission, at least from his mom, to take him to the bar. So that's what we're going to do. All right? So put it on your calendar. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Buckets, East Cesar Chavez. Tickets to the game. Autographed football from the head coach and the Bumbleito live in the flesh.
Can we get Bumbleito to autograph the football as well? Will that augment the value?
I don't know.
The Morning X.